I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Sparta won a non-conference game over Richland Center 68-48 last night in boys basketball. The game featured a tale of two halves. The Hornets led the majority of minutes in the first half before trailing 23-22 at halftime. The Spartans outscored the Hornets 45-26 the rest of the way as they improved to 8-8 overall. Richland Center fell to 4-12. Dylan Ziegler led the visitors with 19, including 3 three-pointers, and Caden Cott added 18, including 2 three-pointers. Sparta was 13 for 17 from the free throw line. Richland Center was paced by Liam Fingerson, who netted 17, and Jaden Shep, who scored 14. Brady Dosh had 9 on 3 three-pointers. Deacon Hayes scored 4, and Ray Ferguson added 2. The Hornets were 6 for 13 from the line. Sparta won the JV boys game 59-39 over the Hornets. Following the 68-48 varsity loss, Richland Center will prepare for a Friday trip to Prairie du Chien and a return to conference play. Sparta will play Holman on Thursday night. Last night was senior night at Richland Center High School. Hornets senior players were honored in a pregame ceremony. They include Abe Bosworth, Brady Dosh, Sean Kolsch, Grayson Clements, Cutler Palmer, Liam Fingerson, Ray Ferguson, and Ismet Vahidzada. Cheerleaders McKenna Anderson, Brendolyn Knable, and Elizabeth Wurtzema were also recognized. Elsewhere in boys basketball last night, it was a nice win for Ithaca over Waseca Steuben, 61-56, as the Bulldogs win on back-to-back nights. Sauk Prairie was a victor against River Valley, 81-61. Mineral Point was a winner against Riverdale, 79-52. For the Chieftains, Henry Drone had 22 and Bevan Dennis, 13. A victory for Cuba City on a last-second shot over Boscobel, 54-53. Darlington over Fenimore, 60-42. Pecatonica beat Highland, 58-53. Hillsborough, 80. Brookwood, 73. Kickapoo over Lafarge, 73-34. The Panthers were led by Malachi McCauley. He scored 30 points last night. Lafarge was led by Theo Parr with 11. DeSoto 58-53 over Seneca. Westby 80, Viroqua 46. The Dodgeville boys beat Broadhead 74-32. Southwestern over Iowa Grant 78-64. River Ridge 65, Belmont 63. Potosi Cassville over Schulzburg 59-43. Toma beat Reedsburg 72-60. And Mauston over Wisconsin Dells 64-56. In girls basketball, Highland 62, Ithaca Weston 44, River Valley 64-40 over Boscobel, River Ridge 62, Riverdale 50, Aquinas 81, Platteville 70, Hillsboro beat Wanewoc Center 80-73, Kickapoo girls over Lafarge 38-15, Bangor 53, Royal 44, Westby and Viroqua playing in girls basketball with Viroqua coming out on top 55-23, Cashton over Nisita 47-19. DeSoto beat La Crescent Hoka 58-33. Schulzburg 65. Dodgeville 36. Iowa Grant got the win against Benton 68-28 in girls basketball. New Glarus 34. Wisconsin Heights 25. McFarland 47. Sauk Prairie 30. Beaver Dam 82-43 over Baraboo. It was Mauston 72. La Crosse Logan 28. And Sparta 51-48. In that action, getting the win against Luther. Boys basketball was postponed last night at North Crawford for Weston at North Crawford. Weston not able to field a team, and it looks like the game Friday night with Weston set to come to Ithaca, that has also been postponed. That's official now, and so no game on Friday at Ithaca for boys basketball. There will be plenty of wrestling action this weekend. The Richland Center girls team, 10 strong, they are preparing for the postseason. I talked to Coach Darren Gunderson about their recent travels.
It goes by awful quick. As soon as we get started, it seems once we hit that midseason by state, the season seems kind of flies.
How have the girls been wrestling lately?
Not too bad. We had a real good tournament at Sparta. We met some real good competition there. But I said right now we're just kind of fighting the flu and a few little injuries that we're trying to get over to get us ready for the conference and regionals coming up.
At this point in the week, hopefully everybody gets feel a little bit better, because you got a busy weekend this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's back-to-back tournaments. We go to basketball for a conference tournament on Friday night, and then we host a girls tournament with a JV tournament together on Saturday. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
Richland Center girls wrestling coach Darren Gunderson. Bowling scores from last night. Goplin Insurance had a 17-36 series. Scott King Trucking, 17-33. Richland Family Restaurant, 17-29. Scott King Trucking and Goplin Insurance each had a 6-13 game. Walmart, 604. Richland Family Restaurant, a 589. Charlene Sailing had a 501 series. Irene Klatt Stovey, 465. Rhonda Muller, a 432. Charlene Sailing, 183. Barb Wood, 170. Charlene Sailing, a 163. Also, Judy Skelly picked up a 3-10 split in the Powder Puff League. RC Church League volleyball this week, wrapping up the regular season with makeup games. Monday night, Church of the Nazarene 2 blanked Richland Baptist Temple 5, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God swept Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Beulah Wesleyan blanked Hidden Valley Community 2-0. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 over Free Methodist 1, 2-0. On Tuesday, Avoca Bible Church 1 finished the season a perfect 12-0, winning the Division B championship by beating Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God topped Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0. 5 Points Lutheran swept Free Methodist 1, 2-0. Lighthouse Chapel completed a perfect 11-0 season as the Division A champion, downing Bethel Lutheran 2-0. And Avoca Bible Church 2 defeated Richland Baptist Temple 4, 2-0. Teams will be split into 3 divisions for the league tournament. Schedule the first round games on Monday night at 7. Richland Baptist Temple 5 plays Avoca Bible Church 1. At 7:45, Hidden Valley Community takes on Beulah Wesleyan. At 8:30, 5 Points Lutheran plays Bethel Lutheran. And at 9:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will battle Free Methodist 1. Then on Tuesday at 6:30, Richland Baptist Temple 4 plays Church of the Nazarene 1. Grace Community tangles with Church of the Nazarene 2 at 7:15. Also next Tuesday at 8, Boscobel Assembly of God plays Santa Maria. And at 8:45, St. Mary's will play Richland Baptist Temple 1. Kyle Kuzma matched a season high with 31, and the Bucks snapped a 5-game skid by beating the Bulls 131-115 last night. Doc Rivers talked about Kyle Kuzma's effort.
Kuz was phenomenal. The whole key was trying to create threes, and the only way we can do that is by playing quick. The ball can't stick, and we got to get in the paint. And when you get in the paint, be a passer, don't be a scorer, unless you can get a layup. And I thought our guys overall, everyone did that.
Wisconsin guard John Blackwell is among 10 players named to the Jerry West Award midseason watch list. This is the 12th year for the award that singles out the top shooting guard in Division I men's basketball. Blackwell is scoring 18.5 points a game with 5 rebounds and 2.3 assists. He was named Big Ten Player of the Week December 8th and scoring 56 points in 2 wins over a 4-day span. Help that. The Basketball Hall of Fame announced the watch list on Tuesday. While Brewer fans are still pushing snow off the sidewalk and never going outside without a coat or gloves, one of the first signs of spring is here, though. The team's spring training equipment truck was loading up outside American Family Field Tuesday for the trip to Phoenix for spring training. The truck is scheduled to arrive in Arizona Saturday, and pitchers and catchers report a week from today. The first full squad workout is set for February 17th. And finally tonight, state basketball games in the WIAC. River Falls at Eau Claire, La Crosse at Whitewater, Stout at Stevens Point, and Oshkosh at Platteville. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.